Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As we told you, huge games this week. Tomorrow night, Palmetto-Hialeah kicks it off. Then two major games on Friday evening. Now that we never knew that Northwestern was going to be at home, we thought they would be on the road, but now they will host IMG on Friday evening. And down south at Tropical Park, a huge one. As far as 8A is concerned, kind of a little bit of early positioning for the top spot as unbeaten Columbus against South Dade, unbeaten and unscored upon in the first two games. Coach Nate Hudson has done an awesome job down there since he arrived and winning a state title and coming up with 9-10 win seasons and making it to the playoffs. He is so kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, how you doing, Blue?
I'm doing good. How are every time we talk to you, you're involved in a big one, and this week a little early test. Everybody's anticipating it on a Friday evening, Tropical Park, a 7:30 game. Talk about this year's South Dade team. You guys came off of two big wins, Doral and a shutout last week against a arch rival and Homestead. Your defense certainly showing up along with your offense. Talk about this year's team. A lot of people, we don't get a chance to hear a lot about South Dade until maybe 2, 3, 4 games into the year.
Well, I mean, it started early in the spring, and, you know, we really picked up where we left off based off what we did during the fall. Obviously, it was an exit that we didn't like, but a lot of these guys returned, and just the body of work that we put down as coaches, we challenged these kids consecutive days in and out. And, you know, they gravitated to everything that we've given them. And we had a tremendous offseason. And like I said, because we have a lot of the guys that's returning, they pretty much buy in and they set the standard. So we made it through the spring pretty much healthy. And we were looking forward because we felt pretty good about what we did and accomplished during the spring. And, you know, obviously some pieces. We lost some guys and we added some different pieces. But like I say, for the most part, we get a lot of these guys returning. So here we are now. We come out of the gates just the way we expected. These are things that we discuss, visualize, and put them up to the challenge. So we're pretty pleased, off to a good start, and we want to try to maintain that focus.
And we got a chance to see you during the summer at the University of Miami, the 7-on-7. The kids did extremely well. And you guys really are never into the 7-on-7 deal because, I mean, obviously you're more predicated on your offensive line, your defensive line, making the plays. But it must have been comforting to know that this team could throw the ball a little bit around and you know, operate in the 7-on-7 with stellar defensive backs, quality linebackers who got a lot of work. Talk about that and how valuable that was for you guys this summer to get that 7-on-7 experience, because for your, you know, for your skill kids, it's really invaluable.
Well, definitely we use those as our tools in competition. We actually do a lot of it at school. You know, we created what we call flag games, and we get them opportunity to kind of really do some of the same things that they do with you know, playing the flag football.
Right.
And, you know, these kids are up for the challenge. And like I said, just certain things and situations, this really helps them, especially with the skilled guys and helping their athleticism. A lot of things that we do in terms of testing their endurance. You know, we put their backs against the wall and, you know, we may go in terms of putting them down 2 or 3 scores and see what they can do in 2 or 3 minutes. But I think ultimately at the end, they have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, just the challenge alone, they take advantage of.
What'd you learn over the first 2 weeks? Doral Academy, good football team. Last week, a rival in Homestead who's always going to be, you know, knocking heads. Everybody knows one another. They've kind of grown up with each other. Phillip Simpson comes down there, you know, with a little bit of the Southridge mentality and certainly a lot of talent. What did you learn in the first 2 weeks of the season so far?
You know, Blue, I think the biggest thing that we got an idea to look at it. In fact, the experience that we gained, I think, like I said, we got 2 or 3 year guys that's been with us on this journey. And most of the time, it's always the coaches. You know, you may have a player here for a year, maybe 2 max, but we had an opportunity to have guys here for 3 years. And, you know, we feel real good about that. And just understanding what they're going up against. They know that this is a new challenge each year. And it's kind of a different temperament with this team. I think a lot of the things that we put, you know, threw at them and a lot of things over the years that they've been able to, you know, possess themselves as being challenged. I want to give a lot of credit to them for just staying focused, especially, you know, coming out of the gates. We really didn't have a clue about Doral opening up. But when we locked in and we actually got an opportunity to look at film, these guys communicated a lot. And then, you know, what more can you say when you go against your rival?
Yeah.
Just to stay, you know, in terms of committed and making the sacrifices. They know the grand scheme of everything is predicated off, you know, just the team concept. And I've always preached that. But we've been together so far, and we like where we are.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Nate Hudson joining us, South Dade High School, undefeated, unscored upon, going into a really good game on Friday. I'm looking forward to it, Coach, because Columbus, you know as well as I do, defending state runner-up, and Coach Dunn moves in, who, you know, is kind of picked up where the other regime left off, quality talent. What do you see in Columbus through the first two games of their season?
Despite the system that's changed, I mean, obviously we see some intangibles, but the common denominator is, you know, they still have a great running back. And we respect that. Obviously, like I said, we have guys that got an opportunity to play against them a couple of years, but they do a tremendous job coaching all together. I mean, we respect them, and, you know, hopefully they feel the same. But our kids, you know, they've been looking forward to this opportunity, and you know, we position ourselves. All we can do is go out there and compete.
Yes.
And, you know, the goal is to go get out there and get a W. But we understand ultimately at the end, and this is just kind of one of the things that we're going to build this house. We have this theme that we call One Brick at a Time. And, you know, this is just something that we want to build upon after the last two games.
And also, you look at on your defensive side of the ball, and you got big time playmakers as well. I mean, Jaden Francois, who headed the University of Miami, a bunch of kids, Jaquan Johnson's brother, who I love. I mean, this kid's a junior, a big time kid. You know, pretty much cut out of the mold of his brother as far as his mentality, and a guy that everybody gravitates to. Talk about your defense. I mean, because this is a unit that I think can stand up against anybody. Talk about those guys.
Well, they're sharp as a tack. I mean, one thing that we put out there in these different challenges is testing them mentally. The physical part, obviously, we do have some guys that are, you know, specimens. And, you know, the one thing that we always lay out there in the foundation is mental toughness. That's the biggest part that I think we get the maximum out of them, and knowing that we're putting them in awkward situations. But, you know, Jaden Francois, you know, some things I threw out even last year, and, you know, just looking at just little things that we can help his game, and to go out there and you know, get 12 interceptions, I mean, that's just kind of beyond the roof. But here's a kid that's humble as can be. I mean, he did it, and went in upon expectations to do it. Like I said, you know, these are some of the challenges that we put out there. But Tyler Johnson, I mean, he's been tremendous for us. We got a great front, Terrell Battle. He's been another kid that's been with us over the last 4 years. Tenavious Sharpshire. We can go on and on with the list, but the defense, just stepping up, even the linebackers that we have, and a lot of D1 caliber defensive backs, Keyshawn Washington, also one of those guys, and up-and-coming Marquise Mallory. He's an up-and-coming sophomore that stepped right in after some of the guys that we lost. Kind of remind me a little bit of Demetrius Ivy.
Nice. Nice. Well, we're looking forward to it, Coach. I know it's going to be a great one. 7:30 on Friday at Tropical Park, South Dade and Columbus, both undefeated and two of the best 8A teams in the state. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time here on a Wednesday, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday evening.
All right. Thank you, Blue.
Good
Have
stuff.
A good one.
Anytime. Thanks so much. Coach Nate Hudson, it's going to be a good one. I mean, there's so many good games to choose from. That's where I'm headed. I was headed there before I knew IMG was coming here. Hey, you know, you can't be every place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.